Let's go to Chris in Southgate, California, and he's got a question about FatStat and adaptogen and losing some weight. Are you there, Chris?
Yeah, right here. Hey, Dr. Marshall, how you doing?
Wonderful. And how old a man are you, and how much do you weigh?
You've talked to me a couple times before, and I've greatly appreciated your advice, and I'm just trying to do more with it.
Okay.
I am 42, and I was 236. I'm down to 226 right now.
Going in the right direction.
Well, yeah, it's
too slow though, huh?
Yeah, it's a lot slower, and I've been athletic, and I've always, whenever I put my mind to losing weight, I've always been able to do it and do it fairly quickly.
Okay.
But as I've gotten older,
gotten harder.
It's gotten a lot harder. That in the positions, it's funny. It's true what they say. The higher you get up in the company's management hierarchy, the less you actually do. I'm fairly sedentary, and I'm just trying to find the best way to be able to lose weight and do it healthy. And
well, let's talk about a lifestyle. You know, I faced this problem when I was 28 or 9. I got up to 208 pounds, and, you know, I sure looked good. I looked like a real strong guy. I didn't really have a pot, but I run up a flight of stairs, and I thought I was going to have a heart attack. I mean, it was way, way too much weight for this heart and this kidneys, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I had an episode when I was 29 where I had to run up three flights of stairs, and when I got there, I felt my heart hitting the chest wall. I slumped on the floor, and I said, God, if I don't die here, I'll never be 208 again. I hit 193 in Germany years ago when it was 3 Deutschmarks to a dollar and I was overeating, but that's the closest I ever came, and I can tell you the way I did it, and that's the important thing, is you make a decision. There's three decisions you make. Decision one is you tell the little guy inside that from now on you eat for fuel. You do not eat for pleasure. Okay,
right.
It's a totally different way of thinking. See, because when you're a little kid, your mother rewards you with something to eat because you've been good. Wrong,
right.
wrong. Okay, the next thing is you do not see white flour and white sugar as food because they make believe food. When you stop those, you stop jamming up your intestines. You stop this motor that makes you want to eat more and more food because it's missing the nutrition.
Okay.
So you stomp these things out. And if that's all that's available, you skip the meal. No one in America has ever died from skipping one meal.
Yeah.
So you're quite safe. Okay, now with those rules in place, and you can also get from the Order Line a document called 10 Secrets of Being Fit Fast, and it's also really 10 Secrets of a lifestyle that keeps you from yo-yoing your weight up and down, like some kind of a maddening, aggravating experience. You stop that. And one of the other real big keys is you don't eat within 4 hours of bedtime. This is a real tough one. As you rise in the executive ladder, you're eating later and later and later. So you don't do that. Now, another thing is you love yourself. So you get up in the morning, whatever time you have to, and you do 30 minutes to an hour's worth of exercise, a minimum of 3 days a week. Now, you may be a couch potato. You may be overweight now, so you go out and you walk. Okay.
Right.
As you're starting to feel better, you can go to the library and pick up an old book that's one of my favorites, Kenneth Cooper's The New Aerobics. Boy, is that a great, great, great book. Of course, out of print. But in there, he tells you how to become cardiovascularly fit. And he also tells you there's never been a man or a woman or a human being on earth who's ever died of a heart attack who was truly cardiovascularly fit. And so you can have this as your goal and work toward it. You're 42, he suggested after about age 55, it can't be done. And he may be right, I don't know the answer to that one, but you're still young enough to seize that little gold ring and have it for your whole life, and this is something that I have done, so maybe 4, 5, 6 days a week, I'll exercise at least 3, okay? And that's my reward to myself, okay? Now, when it comes to food, you want to take a look at your body type. I would suspect you probably got a big head and you got a big frame. If that's true, you're probably a Kapha body type. You can call the Order Line and get a diet for the Kapha. And this is really anti-Kapha. So it tells you what fruit you can eat. It tells you what food you can eat so that instead of experiencing what most Kaphas do, they walk by the food, they inhale, and they gain weight. Okay? This is not going to happen anymore. And you're going to be able to sit down and have two or three pieces of fruit that's for your body type, and you feel fine. You're going to be able to eat a meal and feel fine. But you're going to have to follow some rules if you want this little gold ring.
Right.
And they're available to you. And you can see by using Adaptogen and Slim Body Whey, you lost 10 pounds. You can probably lose another 10 pounds with it. But are you going to get down to 195? Are you going to be able to stay there easily? You know, you're going to have to fight for it. Okay?
All right. Okay. My question was about, and you mentioned something I've heard you say before. I'm not familiar with these body types.
Body types.
You know, body types.
You can go online and look it up. You can go online and look each of them. There's Pitta Kapha Vata. The Vata is our canary. We put them in the mine. When they die, we know we got to get out. The Pitta has got the reddish face, wiry, generally speaking, can eat anything they want. They don't gain weight. And then the Kapha, that's the larger frame. They get too close to food. They gain weight. And these are pure forms. They're actually 16 combinations of forms, and you can find your combination. But obviously, if Kapha is dominant, you can just start eating a Kapha diet. It gives you great freedom of food, but it lets you control the weight without killing yourself. See, that's the thing. It's got to be a program you're happy about. You know what I mean?
Right.
If there isn't, you're not going to do it. And the reason people go on a diet, they lose the weight, and then they gain it right back, is they don't want to eat the way they ate on that diet.
Talk to me about the effects of Adaptogen. And I was curious because I heard the show and you talked about FatStat. Both of these are a little, I'd really like to know what they do, because you had made mention to me when I talked to you once before that there might be a little bit of a metabolic issue.
That's correct, especially as we begin to age. See, once you hit your 40s, you may observe you're getting some handlebar weight. You may be getting weight at the stomach, but where the weight comes is extremely telltale. The handlebar weight has been directly correlated to, you know, diminishing function for the testicles. So we can support the testicles, the best function, with testosterone complex. When we observe that our job is high stress, in other words, every single day there's some life and death situation, or you perceive yourself as high stress, then Adaptogen is one of the best players, because it supports the hypothalamic, adrenal, pituitary axis, so it's going to help support the best function for all the key endocrine glands. And I think almost 9 out of 10 Americans need that. And that guy, coupled with something like Slim Body Whey as a drink in the morning, where you can put galactin, you can do all kinds of things in this drink. It satisfies you. It kills the hunger, which is critical. It gives all the nutrition. It's flexible. You can carry it with you. You got it. You don't have to gulp it down. You can take a few supplements with it. You're covered. Now you can eat a regular dinner. And what I would try to do, though, is the dinner has to be early. So if you've got one of these bone-crushing jobs and you're going to be there till 8 o'clock, you tell one of the people working for you, I need a hand. Go home, pick up my food, come on back here. I'm eating at 6 o'clock.
Yeah,
and you just stay there till 8 or 8:30 or whatever you need to do.
Okay.
That's the key. Now, there's one other player that's extremely helpful. It's called FatStat. And this guy is a thermogenic, gentle, slow thermogenic burn. And I know that women after a pregnancy love this, because usually one bottle and they're back to their normal weight. They just fall in love with it. You may have a little more of a fight with it, and at your body size. See, like most people, Adaptogen, all they need is 3 capsules at breakfast. When you come to FatStat, a woman 120 pounds that's gone to 140, she may need 2 a meal. She uses up a bottle or 2, she's done. You, at 226, you're going to need 3 or 4 a meal, and you're going to need to do it for a couple months and see if that doesn't help the weight over the whole body.
Excellent.
Okay, buddy?
Doctor, I will go by the shop today. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Good
Thank
talking
you so
to
much.
You. Bye now.